right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I hope you guys are all right. Today we are going to be doing something quite fun and interesting. It's just me today because what I'm going to do is the other day Matt Morgan uploaded an episode with Noel Gallagher where he did like a bit of an Oasis quiz. I mentioned this on last episode. I thought, well, why not try and do the quiz myself and see how I do. Do I do better than Noel or does Noel do better than me? Because I think I know a little bit about Oasis, but do I know more about Oasis than the man that was a very large proportion of Oasis, seeing as he was the songwriter and the guitar player and the backing vocalist and the spokesperson and all that sort of stuff. So let's jump back in to Noel's conversation with Matt Morgan, and I'll jump in every now and then to give you my answers. And just to say, obviously, I'm dropping in quite a few clips of Matt's podcast here, but you should definitely go and check out the whole thing. You know, go and sign up on his Patreon. It's, what, £5 per month? But especially when Noel's on, I mean, it's invaluable. I'm definitely happy to pay the £5 a month. When Noel's not there so much, I'll be honest, I do tend to drop off. Nico's on it as well. He's great. Obviously, Nico's come on the podcast over here. But yeah, so yes, I'm using quite a bit of Matt's podcast here, but hopefully that will give you a little bit of a taste, and you're only going to get a very small amount here. So if you head over to hear the whole thing over at Matt Morgan on Patreon.
Your chosen subject is Oasis. You should have more of an insight than most. There's 20 questions, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yep, 20 questions. I said if you get more than 10, you've won. If you get less than 10 answers right, you've lost. You said you'll get every single one right.
Yeah.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Right, I'm happy with that. I would say I would be disappointed if I didn't get 15 right. So, let's see how we go.
Question one. Excluding Be Here Now, which is the longest and then shortest of the Oasis studio albums?
Okay, trick question here. The longest studio album is not Be Here Now. It's Heathen Chemistry, because you have that 30-minute gap between Better Man and The Cage at the end. So the longest studio album is Heathen Chemistry. Then it goes Be Here Now. Then I think it's Don't Believe the Truth. I'm not 100% sure, actually. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Don't Believe the Truth.
Fuck's sake. What is it excluding?
What kind of a fucking question is that?
Well, the run times. All right, just say, what's the longest runtime, shortest runtime of the Oasis studio albums?
That's not a real... How's that a real question? No, we're not... That's fucking stupid. Is Paul Brazil... He doesn't know the answer to that.
I've got the answers written here.
Fuck off. He's got fucking... All right, just...
Let me simplify. What's the longest running Oasis album?
The longest one would be Here Now, for sure.
Right, that's correct. So you can do it. What's the shortest Oasis album?
Shortest one, I think, would be Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, because it's only 10 tracks. So I would guess Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, but I'm not 100% sure, actually. Might be definitely maybe. That's only 11. There's a couple of long ones on there, actually. Rock and Roll Star and this sort of 6-7 minute track. So I would say Standing on Shoulders is the shortest.
Definitely maybe.
No, that's 51 minutes. Be Here Now 71 minutes. You've got one at 42 minutes.
Really? So
that should not have been charged at full price.
Got to be Standing on Shoulders then. 10 tracks, average 4 minutes each. Nailed on.
Fuck no.
The shortest one is Don't Believe the Truth.
Huh. Whoops. Maybe not then.
All right.
So you've got scored 0.5 point there.
I'm not acknowledging that question. That's a fucking knobheads question.
All right, we'll roll on. Johnny Marr played guitar on two Oasis album tracks. Which were they?
Wait, hold on. He didn't actually say what the longest one was. Let's just have a quick look, shall we? Definitely maybe 51 minutes. Morning Glory, 50. Be Here Now, I know, is 71. Standing on the Shoulder, 47. Heathen Chemistry, 76. That includes the 30 minutes. So that would take it down to like 46. Don't Believe the Truth, 42. Okay, fair enough. And Dig Out Your Soul, 45. So, yeah, to be fair, Don't Believe the Truth is the next shortest. Right, well, I'm going to take that as a one for me because I knew that actually Heathen Chemistry was the longest and that was the and Be Here Now was the second longest. So not including the Heathen Chemistry thing, it's actually definitely Maybe that's the next longest at 51 minutes. And Don't Believe the Truth, the shortest, which is interesting. I didn't know that off the top of my head. But I'm taking a point there because it was a trick question. The longest is Heathen Chemistry at 76. Be Here Now, second at 71. Okay, right. What was the last question about Johnny Marr?
Johnny Marr played guitar on two Oasis album tracks. Which were they?
Right, I think the question's wrong there. I think it's three tracks he plays on Heathen Chemistry. I think he does the guitar solo on Probably All in the Mind, and I think it's then he does slide guitar on Born in a Different Cloud and guitar on Better Man.
Probably All in the Mind.
Correct.
And he played on another one, did he? Wow.
Yeah, another one on Heathen Chemistry.
Yeah, I think it's one of Liam's. It's the last track on the album. It's one of Liam's, but I couldn't tell you what the title is. Is it Better Man?
Born.
Did he play on Born a Different Cloud?
Apparently, according to the obese Paul Brazil.
Is that
the
right?
Housebound Paul Brazil? It says, yeah, he says all in the, probably All in the Mind and on a Born on a Different Cloud.
I'd question must be, that. I'd all question right. Born on a Different Cloud.
All right. I'm giving you one point out of two there.
He did. When we did the demos for Heathen Chemistry.
Yeah.
He was hanging out there. He's hanging out at the studio, but he didn't play on any. Oh no, probably on the Mines one line. But I thought he played on Better Man, which is one of Liam's. But okay, well, fine, fair enough.
Well, I mean, we can check it afterwards, and I can update your score if it's wrong.
Just because he's credited for it, it might not actually mean he's playing on it.
Right. Okay.
So that's funny, that one, isn't it? Because, yeah, Noel's obviously been thrown by the fact that he does remember him playing on Better Man, but then maybe he just wasn't there for, like, Johnny doing the slide guitar work on Born a Different Cloud, which, yeah, when they're Liam's tracks, I don't think Noel was around that much. So, yeah, makes sense. All right, let's see what's next.
Yeah. Question three. How many released Oasis songs were written by Andy Bell?
Okay, I should be able to do this. The first one was Heathen Chemistry, A Quick Peep. There was Thank You for the Good Times. There was Keep the Dream Alive. There was The Nature of Reality and Turn Up the Sun. So, yeah, that's five, I think. I'm concerned I may have missed one, but I don't think so.
So Heathen Chemistry, there's a little. Have you got them? Have you got them down in front of you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
All right. So Heathen Chemistry, there was one called A Quick Peep. Ooh. And then there was one called Thank You for the Good Times.
Yes.
I'm going to try and get these in chronological order. Thank You for the Good Times. Then what came after Heathen Chemistry? Don't Believe the Truth. Then there was Turn Up the Sun.
Yeah.
Keep the Dream Alive.
Yeah.
So that's four. B-sides, I have no idea what the B-sides were. They were all right in the B-sides at that point. I wasn't really taking much notice of them. After...
Noel's got a bit confused there. Thank You for the Good Times was a B-side from Stop Crying Your Heart Out. So, yeah, the one he's missing here is The Nature of Reality. So let's see if he gets it.
After Don't Believe the Truth came Dig Out Your Soul, right?
Yeah.
Then on that, he's got a track called The Nature of Reality.
Yeah. You've got them all. You've said them all.
All right, there you go.
Apart from, there's one, the one that is a B-side, and I'll give you a clue. It was the B-side to Stop Crying Your Heart Out.
Fuck, Jesus Christ.
Come on, Matt, pay attention. You already said it. This is outrageous.
I'm going to give you a point for this question because I think you've done it.
So it was a B-side of Stop Crying Your Heart Out. Fucking hell. I have no idea.
Right. It was called Thank You for the Good Times.
I just said that.
Did you?
Yes, I said that second. I said a quick peep and a Thank You for the Good Times was a B-side. I said that.
All right, you've got all of them right. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry. 4. Which song was performed by Oasis the most times according to setlist.fm?
Right, easy one for me as I spend half my life on setlist.fm looking at old Oasis setlists. The answer is Cigarettes and Alcohol. Final answer.
So what song have Oasis played live the most times ever?
Supersonic?
Nope.
Wow.
It was Cigarettes and Alcohol.
Okay, well, I would have got that if you just give me another fucking 2 seconds.
Go on then, you can have 2 more seconds.
Cigarettes and Alcohol, final answer.
Yes, very good, very good. 5. Bloody hell, it's a long wait at 20. 5. Oasis played their last concert on... Hang on a minute. Oasis played their last concert on 22nd of August 2009. The last song of that concert was I Am the Walrus. But what was the last Oasis song they played at that concert? Or you played at that concert?
I don't care.
Ooh, I don't actually know this one. I know that I could have told you I Am the Walrus was the last one because, that's something that's come up when I've sort of written Oasis quizzes myself. And I played it, I think, when I did the Barrow House radio show. I did like the history of Oasis Live, and so I ended it with I'm the Walrus. But yeah, I'm going to guess Champagne Supernova. I'm pretty sure that was in the set on that 2009 tour.
I don't care. These are stupid fucking questions.
What was the last song Oasis played live?
I don't care.
By Oasis?
I don't care.
That's not the right answer. It's Champagne Supernova. You could have guessed that.
I could have guessed it, but these questions are stupid. It's like saying, what colour shoelaces did Bonehead wear at the Brit Awards with his fucking, on his Doc Martens in 1996? It's a lot of bollocks.
All right. Well, number 6. 5, you've just got a dash for. 6. The Shaker Maker single was released in June 1994 and it had 4 tracks. What were tracks 2, 3, and 4?
Okay, 90% sure I know this. It is Alive, 8-track demo, Do You Want to Be a Spaceman, and Bring It On Down Live. Or is it Columbia Live? No, I think it's Bring It On Down Live, because Columbia White Label is the Supersonic B-side. So yeah, it's got to be Bring It On Down.
Do You Want to Be a Spaceman?
Yes.
Would you say they were my songs?
I don't know if they're your songs. There's Do You Want to Be a Spaceman? Then
are they Radio Sessions?
It's an 8-track demo. Was track 3?
An 8-track demo.
It looks like it might be a.
Might be a what?
Pearl Jam cover.
Do you want to be a spaceman? Yeah, live. Okay. 2, 3, and 4.
fuck knows.
Track four was a live version of.
Oh, was it a live version of? So Shaker Maker was a second. Is it a live version of Supersonic?
No, live version of Bring.
Bring it. Bring me my chocolate. Like yes. Cold Brazil.
Bring me my slippers. I'll give you that. You did well there. Well done. You're doing so well on this quiz. Don't be down on it.
Fucking stupid quiz.
God, Matt is being such a suck-up here. He's not doing well. He didn't... Come on. He's given them these answers. You know, I'm doing well. I'll give you that. Right, anyway, let's see what's next.
Seven. On the 19th of October 1991, Oasis played at the Manchester Boardwalk, their first concert with new guitarist Noel Gallagher. Which song opened the set?
Right, I think this is Columbia. But it was obviously the Columbia kind of before they had the lyrics. So it was the Columbia instrumental. Might be Take Me, but no, I'm going to say Columbia instrumental version.
I think it was an instrumental called Columbia.
It was. Well done. Question eight. Aside from Liam, who was the next youngest full member of Oasis?
Okay, full member of Oasis. That's tricky then, because we then, it's who counts as a full member of Oasis. If we're talking about the original five, plus Alan, plus Andy Bell, plus Gem, and Chris Sharrock, and maybe Zach Starkey, I think that the second youngest after Liam is Alan White, I think. Would it be Andy Bell? How old was Andy Bell? No, because he was already pretty big with Ride, although they were quite young. But I think Alan, when he joined, was only like 21, 22 in the mid-90s. So I'm going to say Alan White.
I don't care. It's either Griggs or Tony McCarroll, and I really couldn't care less.
I don't care. It's not one of them. Nope.
Well, that's fucking bollocks. It's not Bonad. Bonad was the eldest. And there's no way I was younger than Griggs and Tony McCarroll. That's nonsense.
I think the next youngest full member of Oasis doesn't mean original member.
Alan White.
Yep. In there. Quick as a flash once you understood. On the 22nd of July 1995, Oasis supported REM. Did you? Fucking hell. At Slane Castle in Ireland. I was there. It was very good. Oh, look at Paul inserting himself into the quiz. Four other artists were also on the bill that day. Can you name them?
No.
No, I can't name them either. No chance.
Of course you can't. None of it. I mean, like, no. Fuck me. These are well hard.
No.
Luca Bloom, Spearhead, Belly, and Sharon Shannon.
Who the fuck
are they? Oasis performed on The Late Show with David Letterman four times. What four songs did they play, one on each appearance?
Okay, four times. This is tricky now. I know that one of them was I Can See a Liar, because that's always the version that I prefer, because it doesn't have that annoying like noise throughout it. The other famous one is The Morning Glory, where you've got Bonad on bass. But the other two, I don't know. I'm going to go Don't Go Away, because I know they did a bunch of promo for that in America. That was the main one they promoed on Be Here Now. Would there have been a Definitely Maybe track? Let's go Live Forever. That rings a bell. I'm pretty sure they did Live Forever.
So you've been on Letterman.
Morning Glory.
Chance. Yes.
Live Forever.
Yes.
Is there another one from Definitely Maybe?
Think no.
Well,
no.
So Morning Glory, Live Forever was the first. It was the first time we played on there was Live Forever. Then the second time was Morning Glory because we did it as a four-piece.
Correct. Boned.
Boned played, slapped the old bass, yeah.
Yeah.
So Live Forever, Morning Glory. Now this is getting tricky because did we do anything from BA Now? Because the songs were so long. Maybe we didn't. Well, what was the album after? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, look, if that's the level, what was the album after? Then fucking hell. These are like minutiae questions, and you're like, hang on, how many albums did we do? all right, so I tell you, right, Live Forever, yeah. Yes. Morning Glory, yes. Then you did Don't Go Away. Don't go away. Do you remember it? Okay. And then four, I've never heard of this. I Can See a Liar.
Oh, no. Really? What? Is that true?
Apparently.
That is a terrible fucking song.
You went on The Late Show with David Letterman and did. I've never heard of that. That's a, that I Can See a Liar. Liar. Pants on Fire. Is that how it goes?
And you know, the lyrics are only marginally better than that. Yeah, I got talked into putting that on the album. Fucking hell, it's awful. Oh, well, there you go.
Why did you do that on a church show?
I don't. Who knows? Probably because the rest of them sounded shit. Who knows? I don't know.
Right, a couple of points here. Isn't it mad how Matt Morgan has this opportunity to constantly be interviewing Noel Gallagher and he doesn't even know the song I Can See a Liar? That's so frustrating. Oh my god, it doesn't have to be me, but could it not just be someone that has an in-depth knowledge of Oasis back catalog? He doesn't even know the song. That's an album track anyway. And yeah, pretty mad that Noel doesn't even remember playing it on the David Letterman show. And that's an interesting nugget that yeah, that he was sort of convinced to put it on the album. Yeah, there we go.
Right, you got, I'm going to give you half a point for that. You're not doing too well on your getting all 20, but you may well.
I'd get all fucking quiz. 20 if they were fucking proper questions, not this shit.
All right, well, what colour belt did Liam wear? That was a joke. 11. Three full members of Oasis have birthdays in May. Noel is one. Who are the other two?
Don't care.
I don't know this one. I know Liam's birthday's in August, so it's not Liam. And I remember seeing kind of maybe Gwigs. I've got a feeling that like the happy birthday Gwigs posts come up around May, because it's my birthday around May. I remember seeing Mary McGuigan do one not too long ago, so I'd guess Gwigs is one, but genuinely don't know.
The May birthdays are full Oasis members. You don't care.
Okay, Mark, let me guess. Gwigs?
Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of members of Oasis at one point. It's kind of like Alan White.
Yeah, you got it right.
Oh.
I'm going to give you 2 points for that because that's fucking hard. But you got it right. So that shows that around that time you were like telling your PA to go and get a W.H. Smith's voucher for Alan White.
Is that right?
Because he turned 28 or something.
Fair enough, half a point for me for Gwigs. I was happy with that as a bit of a lucky guess. I didn't have a clue about Alan White's birthday. Couldn't tell you Boneheads or Andy's or Gems either. No clue.
On the 7th of December 1997, during the Be Here Now tour, Oasis left the stage after Bonehead was hit with a bottle thrown from the audience. A bottle has been thrown. We're not standing for it. Good night. Apparently in quotes. It's probably, is that you who said that? No. Where did this happen?
Don't know. I don't know that one. The guitar swinging incident was Newcastle. The Noel getting pushed off stage was Canada. Don't know. Genuinely don't know. Wouldn't even bother guessing.
Glasgow.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the place?
The SECCC.
Yes. Scottish Exhibition and Conference Centre in Glasgow. Excellent memory. Yeah. Okay. 13. Rank Oasis album in albums, I think you mean Paul Brazil, in order of sales.
Okay, tricky one here. I think we go, obviously, Morning Glory first. Then it's tricky because would it be Here Now, which sold tons on its first week, but then didn't go on to sell as many after? I'm going to say definitely maybe second, Be Here Now third, Standing on the Shoulder fourth, Don't Believe the Truth fifth, Heathen Chemistry sixth, and Dig Out Your Soul seventh.
So let's go top first. What was the most, what was the biggest selling Oasis album?
Morning Glory.
Yes, 22 million. Doesn't seem, it seems like it'd be more than that.
Probably is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Morning Glory first, then second.
Be Here Now.
Nope.
Oh, really? Definitely maybe.
Yep, 15 million.
Really? Wow.
Apparently. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Because you'd think like the debut, but then I suppose everyone just bought it over the years, so it's gone past.
Yeah, I think people bought it when they bought Morning Glory as well, kind of thing.
Yeah. So that's the top two, and then...
Be Here Now, surely, is after that.
Yep.
Then... Don't Believe the Truth?
No, that's not on the list for some reason.
Well, then this list is compromised.
Let's say it was there, and then the next one?
The Master Plan?
No, none of these are on there. This, I'm giving you this point because you got the top two. Paul right. Brazil, it's, this is what he's got. What's the Story? Definitely Maybe. Be Here Now. Heathen Chemistry. Standing on the Shoulders of Giants. Dig Out Your Soul.
Well,
I don't know.
For a fact that the Master Plan will have sold more than any of those.
Yeah. That was fucking good. There's a collection of B-sides.
All right, look, let's fact check this one, shall we? Because obviously someone's balls that up there, whether it was Paul Brazil or whether it was Matt reading them. But having had a look online, so worldwide, so this is the Wikipedia entry, and, you know, it does pull from kind of official sources, so it could be wrong, but let's just go with this one. This is saying Morning Glory first, 22 million. Definitely Maybe second, 10.5 million. Be Here Now third at 9.5 million. So actually very close to Definitely Maybe, only a million behind. And then we have Don't Believe the Truth at 7 million. Heathen Chemistry at 4.5. And Standing on the Shoulder of Giants and Dig Out Your Soul, both at 3. So I'm wrong there. I thought that Standing on the Shoulder would have sold more. And then Don't Believe the Truth, because it was more critically acclaimed than Heathen Chemistry, then Heathen Chemistry, and then after that it would have been Dig Out Your Soul, because by that time less people were buying CDs. But yeah, so it looks like I'm probably wrong there, but who knows? It is very difficult to clarify something as weird as album sales.
Oasis, no, question 14, you got that. 14. Oasis debuted two then unreleased songs at Nebworth in 1996. What were they?
Easy, I Was There, My Big Mouth, and It's Getting Better Man. And for me, the one that stood out was It's Getting Better Man, whereas now I prefer My Big Mouth. And I think the reason that It's Getting Better Man stood out was just they kept saying that over and over and over again. So I kind of remembered that one. But yeah, easy one.
My Big Mouth and It's Getting Better Man.
Yes, brilliant. 15. Current High Flying Bird Chris Sharrock was a touring member of Oasis and has recorded for with both BDI and Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. Chris's nephew Jim is also a drummer and is currently a member of a band Chris once played with. Which band?
Right, well, I don't know that for definite, but I know that Chris Sharrock was part of the Lightning Seeds, so I would guess probably Lightning Seeds. Yeah, let's go with that.
Lightning Seeds.
Very good. That was a fucking mouthful, Paul.
That's Jesus. Not an Oasis question.
Not really, is it?
No, it's not an Oasis question. That's a fucking stupid question.
Well, it is connected to Oasis, but...
Yeah, it's not an Oasis connected quiz, is it? It's a fucking Oasis quiz. This guy's an asshole.
Well, he's keeping me in a job, so... 16. Released on the 24th of April 1995, some might say gave Oasis their first number one single. Really? Fucking hell. Their performance on Top of the Pops the following week, 4th of May, was Alan White's first appearance with the band. Who hosted... You're never going to get this. Who hosted this episode of Top of the Pops?
Don't know. Don't know. It's too early to be like Jarvis or anyone like that. It wasn't Damon. It wasn't like a quirky one. I want to say maybe Bruno Brooks. Bruno Brooks definitely hosted quite a few when Oasis were on. So let's go Bruno Brooks.
Chris Evans.
Nope. I'll give you a clue. Saturday night. Pretty baby.
Whitfield.
Yes. But I'm not going to give it to you because her name's Wigfield, not Whitfield.
Whatever.
No, I'm giving you that. That's well done. Would you have ever guessed that if I hadn't sang that song?
No.
Two groups that supported Oasis at Nebworth in 96 went on to headline festivals at the same Hertfordshire venue. So support at Nebworth went on to headline at the venue. And who were they?
Oh, right, that's a weirdly worded one, because none of the other bands that played with Oasis over that weekend have headlined Nebworth, obviously. The only people that have ever played Nebworth were like, you know, since Oasis, it's like Robbie Williams and Liam. So that's a stupid question. So it must have been some sort of other like festival that was just held at Nebworth, but it wasn't like a proper Nebworth gig, because otherwise I'd have known about that. But of the bands that played with Oasis that day, or over the 2 days, The Prodigy, definitely. I can imagine them having headlined a festival. And the Manics, I suppose. The Manics are the next biggest band of the bands that played that day. So, yeah, let's go Prodigy and Manics. But don't really like that question.
Again, I really couldn't fucking care less.
Well, I watched the Nebworth documentary and they were quite a big part of the day.
The Prodigy.
Yep.
And the Charlatans.
No, it was Ocean Colour Scene.
Oh.
Did Ocean Colour Scene headline at Nebworth? That's mental.
There might have been another festival in Hertfordshire called the Phoenix Festival or some shit.
Right, okay. 18, we're nearly there. Oasis played their first ever American show on the 21st of July, 94 at the Wetlands Preserve, a festival in New York. What was the opening song of that set?
Well, I don't know for definite. I know that gig is one that's on YouTube. I've watched it before, but I'd guess Rock and Roll Star, because they, you know, definitely maybe was mostly Rock and Roll Star opening. So let's go Rock and Roll Star.
I don't know. Care. Fucking Supersonic on the banjo. I don't know.
Shaker Maker. What's wrong with your memory?
That's wrong. I just looked it up and it's definitely Rock and Roll Star. So I don't know what the hell he's going on about there. Oh, poor Brazil. Why didn't they come to me for the questions, eh? Right, what's next? Almost there.
19. How many Oasis songs have the word my in the title?
Oh, okay, My Big Mouth, My Sister Lover, Who Put the Weight of the World on My Shoulder, Sitting Here in Silence on My Own. So that's four. No, I think that's it, four.
Two.
And what are they?
Two. My Big Mouth and fucking Kiss My Arse. Oh, fucking lick my bollocks.
No, they're not listed. Four originals and one cover have the word my in the title. Should we work through them?
Right, hold on now. If we're talking covers as well, then we have My Generation, and we also have Hey Hey My My, although that was only a live track, so don't know whether he'll count that.
My Big Mouth was there. A very disturbingly titled B-side from Stand By Me.
All right.
So it sounds a bit incestuous.
I have no idea.
Okay. My Big Mouth, My Sister Lover, Seeing Here in Silence on My Own, Who Put the Weight of the World on My Shoulders, and a cover, My Generation. But I think it's more about the taking part and the good grace in which you are taking part. And on that, you score full points. 20, the final question. You're going to miss this when it's over. On October the 4th, 97, Oasis were the musical guests on Saturday Night Live. Who was the host? What songs did Oasis perform?
Right, so the host I know, that was Matthew Perry. Now, October 1997, so that probably would have been Don't Go Away. Would they have done another Be Here Now track? I don't think they would have done. So it might have been, I mean, it might have been Stand By Me. If he's saying two songs, wait, did he say two songs? If it was one song, it would be Don't Go Away. If it was two, let's go Don't Go Away and Champagne Supernova.
All right. Anything else? Like fucking what colour underpants was Matthew Perry wearing? Anything else?
Ah, Matthew Perry. So he does know. That's brilliantly done. Also, well, there is something else. It's one of the band is scratching his balls on camera.
That's correct.
And it was you. Apparently, yeah, that's correct. People want to go and look at that. Right. I feel like I've lost you here.
Oi, you didn't go back and say what the songs were. I've just looked it up. It was Don't Go Away and Acquiesce. And I did know that it was Noel scratching his nuts.
15.5 out of 20. So you've beaten the Oasis quiz by my, you know, ruling of like getting 10 out of 20. How do you feel? You seem ecstatic.
I feel sad and angry.
Right. And what can we do to get rid of that?
What can we do to that? Just don't have any more communication with fucking Paul Brazil.
Well, I agree with Noel there. Don't have any communication with Paul Brazil. I don't know the guy. But yeah, that was not a particularly good Oasis quiz, as someone that has put a number of Oasis quizzes together. And yeah, not good at all. What he said there, that Noel got 15 right, is completely wrong. So let's just go through. So we had the longest and shortest albums. I've given myself half a point there because I was pretty close. Noel, I've given nothing. Johnny Marr tracks, I've given both of us full marks on that one. Because the question was a bit screwed up. He said it was only two, there was three. I knew all three. Noel did guess two and was a bit confused. So let's give both of us a point there. Andy Bell songs for Oasis. Yeah, we both named all of them. Although, once again, the question was a bit messed up. The most played song, Cigarettes and Alcohol, I got, Noel didn't. The last Oasis song played live, Champagne Supernova, I got, Noel didn't. The Shaker Maker B-sides, I got all three. Noel only got one of them because Matt helped him with Pearl Jam and the first word, bring. So that doesn't count. So I've given myself 1 point. I've given Noel half a point because at least he got one of them. The first song ever played live, Oasis with Noel, Columbia Live, Columbia the Instrumental. So yeah, we both got that. The second youngest member of the band, yeah, we both got Alan White. Noel needed a bit of a prod, but yes, we got there. REM support acts, no chance, neither of us got anything. The David Letterman songs, I got that, I got all of them. Noel, I'm going to give half a point to because he did get a couple of them. The birthdays in May, I only knew one of them. Well, I only guessed Gwigs. Noel got both of them, so he can get 1 point there. Boner getting bottled off. I didn't know. I didn't know that was Glasgow. Once I heard Glasgow, I thought, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But Noel got it straight away. Well, he was there, to be fair. Next one, the albums by sales. It's a tricky one because, as I say, the question was all over the place. I don't think either of us deserve a point or half a point there because it was kind of, yeah, it is tricky. Once you get down beyond sort of the first three, it's quite tricky there. And then it's difficult to clarify. It depends on what source you use. So no points to anyone. The Nebworth songs had their debut. We both got both of them. So that's 1 point. Jim Sharrock's band Lightning Seeds. Yes, both got 1 point. Host of Top of the Pops. No, I'm not giving Noel a point for Matt singing Bloody Saturday Night by Wigfield to him. So no points there for either of us. The Nebworth headline act. A stupid question again, but we both got the Prodigy. Both got the second one wrong, so that's half a point. The Wetlands first track. As I said, he said it was Shaker Maker. That's wrong. It was Rock and Roll Star, so I'm giving myself a point and nothing for Noel. The My Songs, I'll give myself a full point because I got all of them. And Noel, I'll give half a point. I mean, he only got one, really, so I should give him a quarter point, but I'm not doing quarter points. I'm just doing half points, so he can have half for that one. And SNL, I got Matthew Perry, and I got one of the songs they played. So I'll give myself half a point. And Noel got Matthew Perry. I didn't think he'd be bothered by the end there to guess. So, yeah, but I'll give him half a point for getting Matthew Perry. So let's check out the scores and the doors. I got 14 out of 20 and Noel got 10 and a half out of 20. So, yes, he got more than his kind of 10 threshold, which Matt was looking for, which is fine. And yeah, I was OK with that, to be honest. I mean, I was never going to get like the REM support. Longest and shortest, sort of, that's the sort of thing I should probably know. The Bonehead, where he got bottled off. Yeah, I should have probably known that, to be honest. That's quite a big live event for Oasis. That's one I probably should have known. Album sales, yeah, it's probably a fact I should know. I suppose if I was going on to do it on Mastermind or something, then I would have kind of just memorized the album sales figures. And the Top of the Pops host, I mean, that's the sort of thing that maybe if you wanted to memorize every single Top of the Pops host, but yeah, it's not sort of a special enough one to memorize. It was Wigfield, you know, like Davina McCall being the host for when they played like Whatever and Live Forever on MTV. That's like a big thing. But yeah, I don't think that's that big a deal to remember. But yeah, should have remembered it, really, I suppose. That Nebworth question was stupid. Which bands went on to headline, so that's fine. And then the SNL ones, I completely forgot they played Acquiesce. But yeah, I know the footage. I can see the footage live. I just couldn't pick out what one. So, you know what, 14 out of 20. I'm pretty happy with that overall. So there we go. All right, well, look, that will do it for today. Thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast. I am going away. I'm going on holiday from the sort of 22nd of July for a week and a half. So what I think I'm going to do is, if you remember a few months ago, remember like Elon Musk said he was going to take away voting in polls for everyone except unless you got a blue tick. Yeah, he never did that. He never took it away. So that's, well, you know, a bit of a dick move, Elon, but there we go. But around that time, what I did is I just put through polls on all the Oasis songs. So we do actually now have kind of an Oasis song ranking based entirely on what you guys voted on Twitter. So I have had that in my back pocket, actually, as something to do as an episode, and I've not put it out before. So what I think I'm going to do is just put that together, kind of the ranking, every Oasis song ranked based on your votes. And I might put that out, schedule that to go out while I'm away. So it will keep ticking over, even though I'm not there. And yeah, and if something major happens, if they announce a reunion or something in the meantime, I'm not going to be there to talk about it until I get back in sort of early August. So Anyway, right, that will do it for today. Thank you very much for listening to the Oasis podcast. Most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod. And I'd also recommend you go and sign up to Matt Morgan's patron as well, because and thank you, Matt, obviously, for me just nicking huge swathes of your episode here today. Do give us a follow over on YouTube and on the social medias. Drop me an email if you'd like, oasispod@gmail.com. And I think that'll do it. Thank you for listening. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.